The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It is the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. There's Brett Festley. Big Dick Toledo's here, too. A little chilly outside. Got a little chill in here. Feels good.
Yeah.
Instead of half and half, do I roll my windows down?
I had to scrape them with the snow.
Did you get
frost?
That? Well, yeah. That was unnecessary, but you're living the dream, I guess, if you're starting to feel it. It's Arizona cold, where you just go out and pretend there's ice on your window. It's a little chilly out there. Maybe, like, you have a little jacket on this morning.
Yeah.
A light one. So take care of your elderly and pop a coat on them. That should work.
Sweater. A cardigan.
Maybe a little three-quarter tee. Start your day. It's a little bit. Anyway, let's get back into yesterday. You had the Salvador Dali thing, right? You had that painting.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
So I've been thinking about this the whole goddamn day. If you were with us yesterday at the end of the show, Brady got super interesting at 10:06. Like, in 20 years, I'm like, never been more interested
like
in Brady.
Like my Instagram.
No.
Oh, wow.
Like, 180 degrees from the Instagram. This is, I would pay for this story. Like, this is a podcast I'd love to hear. Horse trading with Brady Bogan. Sorry, I had to burp. So, Brady, I'm just going to recap it real fast because it's been bugging me. Well, the whole day, all night, and then again this morning, and now.
Yeah.
And then probably after we talk about it. Wife performs a duty for a lady for how many months?
I don't know, a couple of months.
So it was 8, then it was 4. Now he's see what he's doing here? I'm going to break this down to be your fault, by the way. This is the goal we're going. Like,
yeah.
Because now he's pandering.
I don't think it was 8 months.
You're pandering back from the beginning, saying it was like 8 months, no payment. She was doing her nails, 8 months, 6 months, 4 months. Now it's a month, 2 months, but it was longer than that. It was 3, probably, let's say, 3.5, 4 months.
Can I throw a little wrench into this
yes.
thing, too?
Yes,
because it could have been also.
This is all fixed at home.
Flip-flopping again.
This is because in the bitch barn, he got yelled at. You're not allowed to talk about this.
I didn't even talk to her about it.
All right.
It could have been in lieu of, for next year, would you take this? I can't. No. She owed her money.
This horse trading has to end. Money is what you do when you have transactions. So here's the thing, for those who don't know what we're talking about. Brady's wife performed a service for a lady.
Yep.
Didn't pay. That was the original story. Now it's kind of going back a little bit, but the original story that I have been fuming over, didn't pay. Then finally comes over with something she found in her garage because Brady will take it. Brady deals with Goodwill and all that kind of garage sale stuff when you, instead of money, Brady likes
someone's junk.
Sauce for paper. This lady comes over and goes, hey, we had this in our garage. I know I haven't paid you for a long time. We got the money. But I know you people aren't worth my money. I'm not going to dig into the old pockets because you'll take garbage as payment. So that's what she thought when she picked it up. I don't want this thing anymore. Let's clean out some of the garage, give it to that Bogan house. It's what you do when you dump stuff off.
I've seen their
Savers.
Walls.
Yeah, I don't know what their walls are. It could be covered in art.
Saying, yeah.
And hands
they
over
need some art.
A sketching done by the one and only Salvador Dali. Now, if you don't know, he's the dude who does melting clocks, and he's got
the handlebar mustache.
Yeah, he's got a very cool mustache, a renowned. A
lot of nudes.
International artist. I mean, everybody knows the Dali. And, I always kind of was fascinated by his stuff, and I'm not really an art guy. You get a sketching.
Yeah.
A Dali sketching. This lady's like, here, found this in the garage. Your garage sale, people. Here. Here's an apple pie and 2 free oil changes. I mean, it was basically that. Didn't say your wife's fees for services rendered were worth money that pay bills. Here's something out of my garage. You took it wisely.
Yeah.
This lady may have just accidentally antique roadshowed you with her absolute.
It was my one antique roadshow moment. I thought, we'll just hang on to that. Who knows what
her
will happen.
Her absolute disrespect for you and your family, which was the initial intent.
Yeah.
Absolute and utter disrespect.
Absolutely.
Brett, if you came over to my house and I'm like, do an oil change for me because that's what you're good at. Get under there. Do some timing. Let's get these plugs changed. Let's get this all done. And at the end, I'm like, here you go. Here's some an old bike tire. And I know you like bikes. Here's an old bike tire and a frame of a bike I don't want anymore. And you're like, well, that what I just did is actually money. I'm not giving him money. I'm giving him junk out of my garage that I don't want anymore. Now, the frame could be a pivot bike. I could have just goofed.
Could have been a Huffy, though, too.
I find out.
Never know.
But I disrespect you.
Right.
I just gave it to you not knowing. Thinking, I said, maybe it has value. I don't know. Probably. I give it to you. You go find out it's worth some dough. They come back and ask for it. And you gave it back. And I'm furious at you for this. They came back and said,
there's some technical stuff involved there. It really wasn't something that she could give away.
Yes, it was.
She thought it was.
In what way is that? Your problem.
It's not.
Then we're back to square one with Johnny. This was a lady who disrespected you by not paying for a service, giving you garbage that she didn't even own. No skin off her back.
Right.
Goes home and says, by the way, you like my beautiful nails? And the husband's like, oh, I love those. Dig those into me. As well, you know how I'm paying for these? It's with trash out of the garage. It's pretty awesome. This family down the street will take scraps out of the
garbage.
You
haven't been cleaning the garage out, so I'm going to take it upon myself to do it.
To not pay anything.
She had a little fallout with her. You know, she was all over her husband for not cleaning the garage.
Right.
So she's like, all right, I'll take some
stuff. And that tells me something about the people we're dealing with. And I don't know who you're talking about. And I don't want them. No. That they've got enough money to have Salvador Dali stuff just as a garage item.
Lying around. Yeah.
So she's got cash in her purse. She's got Venmo, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Maybe you could talk her into how to use Apple Pay. I had to tell Doug Hopkins how to do it. Doug Hopkins is some of the biggest transactions of all time, and I had to explain Apple Pay to him. That's kind of neat. I know he's like, I don't know. I don't care about this garbage. Give me a. But he wants money.
So he's not paying you your $5,000 in Apple Pay. It's cash.
Smart. Oh, you're getting, you're getting it. You're getting cut a Doug Hopkins guarantee, and it ain't coming through like some sort of service. Where on the memo it says BJ's and hand jobs, which is always what I write on checks.
I'm not taking any of that Sheba.
So Sheba's on a run, by the way, if you guys want to get into that crypto. I know you can think it's fake. I don't understand it either, but it's running. So jump in right now because it's like 4/1 millionths of a penny. Still get in for a good price. Put a couple grand on that thing. It's going to run past a penny and you're going to make a lot. Anyway, I digress. Don't pay people with it yet because that's insulting. So she hands over the dolly, finds out from her husband, that's not something you can give those rubes. Go get it back. And maybe or maybe not pay for your finger service. So she has the nerve to come back and rat-a-tat-tat on your door and go, sorry, the thing that you've been doing for me that I haven't paid for in the longest time, the payment I actually gave you.
I feel terrible.
A little too heavy. My husband said it's your services aren't worth it. They haven't been worth paying for at all up until now. And when I tried to pay for it, now I feel like we've overpaid. Why don't you go ahead and give me that back?
I'd take that as an insult.
It's
too.
A complete insult.
Yeah, your services aren't worth what I paid you.
I overshot.
That's an insult.
Without saying it, Brady. That's exactly what she said. No, you heard me. I said,
No. She couldn't give that away. It didn't matter the value.
But she
did. It could have been a $20 value.
But she did. It doesn't matter if she couldn't.
By mistake.
You're the owner. Of a Salvador. It's not by mistake. It was completely intentional.
I was the owner for a week.
A mistake would be, I meant to give you something else.
Cleveland Guardian giver.
That's right. She's a Cleveland Guardian giver. He's 100% right. And you wandered in there, and she's like, I meant to give you. It's like it's the hustle. It's the Paper Moon. Watch the movie Paper Moon with Ryan O'Neal and his adorable little daughter, Tatum. And they run the scam where he goes and confuses the clerk by handing her 20s and 10s they have writing on.
I see.
And then she goes in and says, hey, I gave you a 20 when she gave her a 5, and they get the money back plus some because she runs a little kid scam saying, you give me that back. That's what happens when you're a grifter. And horse trading leads to grifting. If that lady would have just come over and said, how much is it every time I do my nails? And Ronnie said, $40. And he's like, okay, I've done seven of those. That's $280. Here's a tip if she gives you a cruddy tip. Now, what if she tipped Ronnie and said, it was $280 for the services, and I gave you $320. My husband says three is enough.
That was a little heavy.
Why don't you fire back a 20?
Ronnie would give her back.
She would, and then never do another thing for her.
Yeah, probably.
And then you cut her off forever. So she's cut off. At the very least, Salvador Dali's cut off forever. No more hand service.
Yeah, she hasn't been doing.
No, not hasn't been. Will never ever again. A picture up in your house saying, "I will never do anything for this person again."
That's up to Ronnie. I can't answer that for her.
You need to put your foot down.
I would think.
Hey, now hold on. It's up to Ronnie. But how come in the other household, the husband had every ounce of say over what his wife does? You need to step up and do that. Thank you very much. Did I win that one? I think I won that. That's a good debate.
Wow. That's a good point.
That's a great point. That guy never said it's up to my wife. He went, hey, bitch, you took my garage stuff and you gave it. Go get it back. And he sent her to do
it. Look.
That's control. That guy didn't have a bitch party.
That guy's pointing days are over.
I happen to know that part of the story.
I'm going
to
give him that. He could call. He's been through. He was calling the shots while he could.
Right, he'd been through a relatively tough physical,
situation.
An older gentleman, and let's just say.
So I will tip the cap to him.
No, but that didn't mean did this happen pre issues?
Yeah,
was it a stroke or?
It happened pre, and I think this had a lot to do with it. That is guardian ways.
So how long ago
his
was
guardian
this?
Giving ways?
So
came back and zapped him.
Oh, so you're comfortable. Well, all right. Then I want to hear that from you, that you're happy that the situation ended in a man losing the use of his left side.
No.
All right. I like what I heard there. I like that part of you. All right. Good. If the payment is Brady's God struck down his entire left side and his ability to function without a bag under his ass, then I'm all right with this situation.
That's why it's not,
I'm happy with it. I'm happy with what you just said.
Okay.
I'm thrilled with that, actually. And so are you, which is the better part. Like, this is Brady's control.
It's up to Ronnie. That guy got his.
All right. I didn't know
there's
that part.
There's enough cursing.
You've given me a reason not to think about this anymore.
Yeah.
Because you're like, all right, Brady's right. In the world of karma, the Dali guardian give back has resulted in a man not being able to speak.
It must have been a pile. It just piled up all these different little.
Go get that painting back.
Now he'll get his. Now his face looks like the clock in the Salvador Dali.
He melted like a Dali painting. All right. He's a big fan. He took it too seriously, I think. Well, that makes. See, now I can rest easy that this has a happy ending.
See?
Yeah. All right. But you got to stop this horse trading. People look at you and disrespect you with this. That's enough. Your money from here on out. As the best friend you'll ever have, I can tell you right now, this.
My first 5 years here, I traded with Chuck.
I know. Chuck talked to me about it. We've got to stop Brady on this whole thing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He makes deals with people that'll do this, and he'll bring them stuff or talk about it on the. We can't do it. Chuck was scared to death in 1950s. Pladio and what's the other one? Payola, Plagola.
Yeah.
Oh, you got that? Nobody pays attention to it. But he was scared of it. Brady mentioned that he had some fish tank man. And he brought him up on the air and that
so
he's
funny.
Not paying for a service. Because I said, you're not paying, are you? Because you just gave him a plug.
And it wasn't true.
He's out. I'm like, all right, settle down. I don't know that. But this has to end, Brady. People, Brett, ever been to a restaurant where it says, ooh, delicious house burger, all American style, add bacon, two oil changes and an apple pie. No, it just has a goddamn price on it.
I'd love that restaurant.
I know you would. And you'd bring in apple pies because I don't understand why you hate giving people a cash transaction because it never works out. It never works out. And I've had people tell me that, like when they're like, oh, I made a trade with Brady, but now his restaurant's closed. So, and I'm like, see, this is where if you'd have just handed this dude cash and then the other side, everything was clear and nobody can bitch. I've been on one of these once and it never ended. This dude thought he was going to get tickets from me for something he gave. And I'm like, I didn't even want the thing he gave me.
Now, there's no...
And it was tickets forever. And then finally, he's like, oh, VIP for the next one. I'm like, dude, I didn't even want the thing you gave me. And we'll give it back then. And I'm like, it's long gone. I spent it. I used it as currency somewhere else. And I'm like, and now you don't get it back. And I'm like, well, that's dick, dude. We had a deal. I'm like, what? That you were going to harass me every time you wanted something? Because I just didn't pay for the thing you gave me? It's the Banya Seinfeld thing. So I'm like, look, next time you want to give me something, tell me the cash value. I'll pay it. And the transaction is over. Bartering never, ever ends with both sides happy.
Let me clear something up. Anything that was bartered on Porkopolis.
No, that stuff's over. Who cares?
People got won some certificates.
Sure.
When it closed, they didn't get that.
Right. Well, I mean, they may be upset about that. Instead of just paying them. You know?
Right. But they won the... given to
who cares?
Them,
yeah, I mean, you had people. You do that in business. People do that. And I think it's a bad idea. But you had, like, you know, people doing a service for you. You know, like they get a lifetime membership or $500. You paid them in the food.
Yeah.
And now that's dead.
Yeah. We had one
The whole project's dead. So it doesn't matter because each guy. But they were always like, well, I just should have taken money. I'm like, that's your fault. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Don't bitch about it now.
And they had that opportunity.
And it's dumb, but it should always be a singular opportunity. Trading, horse trading.
You got to know how to trade properly, John.
You don't. You don't know. And I got one shining example. You should own a Salvador Dali.
No.
Yes,
I
you
disagree.
Should. Oh, yes, you absolutely should. If you get, I'll tell you what, we've known each other for a long time. If you handed me a Salvador Dali for something I did for you.
And I said, I made a horrible mistake.
Sorry.
I thought this was in in the garage and it was just stored away, but this was for a charity auction.
Oh.
And
you're right.
Megan shouldn't have given that to you. You know, like if Megan came in and
gave it
to
you, I wouldn't. No, I would have been like, you made a horrible mistake. And guess what, Megan? You owe however much that's worth back to the charity. Because I'm not going to them and saying, give it back. That's wrong.
If it were... someone you're related to.
Don't care.
Like your mother-in-law.
You know? Made a horrible mistake is the way you started that sentence, and that's what you live with.
You get a guitar autographed by a band.
Right.
You have it at home. It's in the garage.
Yeah, and I gave
Megan
it away.
Grabs a guitar. Oh, this is just sitting here.
Yeah, and gives it away.
Yeah.
Guess who owes the charity that was supposed to go to
you don't
the money for that?
Your relative would say
no.
If they created
it's embarrassing. Because you know why? I rubed them to start with by giving them items rather than cash. I went into the garage and gave them something that was worthless to me and tried to pawn it off as currency.
I see it the other way a little bit.
You know what has value?
Because
money.
Wasn't like you didn't know that person.
Hey, Brett, how many times you go to the bank with $100 and ask them how much it's worth?
Never. Don't really do that.
Yeah, never. Never do you ever go online and look up what your $100 bill is worth.
No, not really.
Because you know it says it right on the goddamn paper. You get this Dali, it might be worth $1. It might be, she didn't care. But she is the one who made the mistake. Her husband is the one who got paid. And that's
now,
what I
would
like,
have been,
Brent.
You
I
know,
like what you did there.
Sure, there is an opportunity for her to say, this is my mistake. You know what? Sorry.
You eat your mistakes.
Yep, it's yours.
Yeah, you live with your own mistakes. You eat those. Give me that back. Ain't an option.
So if you've been to their house, is it hanging in their living room now, or did it actually make it to the charity?
Yeah, what charity? How much did it raise?
Next to the Picasso. It looks good.
It clearly wasn't for high blood pressure and stroke charity.
I would.
Because it didn't work.
My guess is it's still in the garage.
Right. Go get it.
Go get it back.
And fight the guy who owns it.
Because I could probably
just avoid his right.
I could probably get it back, and they wouldn't even know it's missing.
Yeah.
Do it.
Then go get it. Did she write then and there pen a check with a whole bunch of extra tip for Ronnie and her services after this debacle of, I'm sorry, I look at you people as such
I know she
rude.
Wrote her a check.
Right.
I need to make sure. I need to check with Ronnie. Did she add a little on that?
Because old Strokey makes sure his wife gets things done. You should probably be on top of that too. Where's that goddamn Salvador Dali?
Oh, I gave it away to some Rube family that does work for me. I don't respect it all, so I don't give the money. They took it. Can you believe it?
That wasn't yours to give. Go get that back, bitch. And then he climbs up. My left side feels funny. Anyway, I got a little headache in one eye. She comes home. She comes home to a half-melted man and got his Dali back. Good work. Now, next time you're over there.
Honey, your speech sounds funny.
God bless it.
Half-melted man.
I can still whack you around with a good hand.
Mr. Krabs.
I'm in control around here. Get my drill towel. It's very disappointing, but I don't like this about you. I respect you more than that to think that this horse trading crap has got to end. People are going to take advantage of you, and clearly they have, because they know you'll take crap from the mercantile rather than just good old hard cash that actually spends. They put you to work. Maybe it hadn't. You had to look up. She didn't know the value. You had to look it up. This doodle from Dali.
Yeah, and I don't even, it was hard to even find.
Right, and then you got to try to sell it.
It's
like
between,
baseball cards.
Somebody but it would be worth something.
Right. You know what's worth something every time? cash.
Thank you, Bert.
No, no, no. We don't accept your garage garbage as payment. Cash.
But let me ask you this. I mean, your point is, what would you rather have? The dolly or $1,000 cash?
Well, if somebody's dumb enough, I don't know what the dolly's worth. So I'm looking at her.
Okay, it doesn't matter,
like,
but a Salvador dolly.
First off,
$1,000. Say it's worth
$1,000. Someone did this
bucks.
To me. If I did a service for them and I said, this is, look, there's two things you do. You do a favor for somebody, a service. They ask you to, like Marcus was talking yesterday, he's an IT guy. People come over and have me do IT work at their house. He goes, I don't charge them. But if they don't offer, they never get work again.
But back to the
And that's it.
Point.
So original point is that I would first off say, well, I did this for you. I charged you a fee. We've had an agreement on that. And you've decided to not pay the fee. In lieu of, you've decided to go through your garage and give me stuff you don't want anymore. First off, I'm a little offended.
Okay, but second, if I'm asking you, John, right?
Yeah, and they said it's a Salvador dolly.
It's worth $1,000. Yeah. I'll give you $1,000 cash, or you can have the dolly. What do you
take? I'd take the cash.
You would?
Yeah.
And I thought,
but she didn't do that. She didn't do that. She didn't say one or the other. She just gave you the thing.
No, she said she gave her the
option.
That
wasn't your story yesterday.
Absolutely.
Because I said she didn't even dip into your.
She goes, would you
want
this?
No, because you said yesterday, I said, she didn't even dip into her pockets and give you cash. She goes, that's what I said. That's what you said. That's what I said. So it was presented as it was dolly or out. Here you go. This is my payment.
Are you okay with this? Would you take this in lieu of payment?
Right. I said, no, give me
$1,000. And Ronnie at the time said, yeah, okay.
I don't know if it's authentic. I don't know anything. This lady might have doodled on a napkin and told me it's a dolly. I'm offended. Immediately, I'm like, no, thank you for your Salvador dolly.
Look at it.
Bert's Italian.
Way.
Do you get somebody gives you art at the door for? No, come on. What are you doing?
Well, usually.
And then
have
the nerve to come back to find out it is real? Oh, I got to get that back.
From the source. Pretty reliable source that you're thinking, okay, this would be. That's pretty cool. All right, we'll do that.
So. So you made the first misstep by taking that instead of money because that's what they. That's what horse traders do. And horse traders get into these pickles. But when she came back, that's the real crux of this story. When that lady came back to get it. Oh, I've been thinking about this the whole time since yesterday. 10:05, Brady starts this super interesting story about an art heist right there in his own front yard. That's enough. And then Brady has the nerve afterwards and goes, never made a bad deal. I'm like, really? We're talking about one of the worst ones ever.
So did she come back with cash? Did she actually pay for services then?
And an apology?
Yeah, she did.
Was the cash equal value to the Salvador Dali?
That I don't know.
That's where Strokey finds out what his wife's up to, and you need to be more involved.
Strokey was alive and well on that.
Oh, he was still mobile.
Yeah.
When did Strokey
like,
race
cut her
his
a check and stiffer. Stiffer
a
couple weeks.
These people think nothing of you. I would be very angry. I would have a talk with them. I would at least pen a letter. At least fire over an email saying, you know, this doesn't sit right with me. First off, you went through your garage and gave me garbage. Then when you found out the garbage had true value, you came back and got it. What's your opinion of me? That I'll eat out of the trash if it's good enough, but if you find filet mignon in there, you're going to pull it out of my throat?
I don't care how flexible your son is. You gave us a painting.
What? I don't know that part of the story. Why is their son a flexi man?
He's a very flexible man. Very.
See, this is where you're interesting, and no one knows. I don't know what that means. Do you?
It's more of a only family would know this.
That the man is a pipe cleaner?
He can bicycle wheel better than anybody else.
I'm lost.
He's taking a shot is what he's doing. He just won't. He's too big a coward to actually
take it. That's why I'm lost. Yeah,
I know this.
That's why I'm lost.
I just realized what he's talking about, and I know the deep, dark secret that Brady is dancing around. No, you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But there's a little anger inside the horse trader that's trying to throw punches at these people. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going back and saying, it's still in the garage.
I'll take it and give them the money back for the service and see what they do. You know what? We changed our minds. It's nice that you paid Ronnie for the service, but here's the cash back. We'll take the dolly. And if you don't, I'm going to push half a man off into the Grand Canyon, and I'm going to take Flexi Seal over here. I'm going to ball him up and roll him down a bowling alley. See, what he's talking about is the guy in the family likes to throw his anyway. Well, he was caught once, basically, finishing on his own face.
Finishing on his own? Whoa. What?
And Brady's a little bit mad about this whole situation that I brought up, and he's throwing barbs at their family, and I love it. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, you did a bicycle.
That's the story. You can't.
Yeah, he bicycled over himself.
And someone walked in.
And he gave himself.
Legendary.
And he gave himself
the hell's wrong with this
an
guy?
An autofacial.
You know, he had so many other choices. A sock.
Oh, yeah, tummy. Whatever. Tummy. He made tummy puddles. He made forehead puddles.
Oh.
He was not with anybody and decided, you know what, I'm just going to toss this up here like I would if a woman was in the room.
Dinner's ready.
What? And Brady, still throwing, he's up against the ropes on this one. He's like, I want to punch back and I can't, but I hit Strokey hard, so why not go after the kid, too? That makes me happy. For the first time in 24 hours, I'm happy.
Good.
Brady wished stroke on a man for this terrible thing. Got it. So he walks by every time he sees that guy go, and then takes another bite of Gerber's. That makes Brady happy. And then every time he sees the sun, he's
wanna
like,
"Want to go biking?
You want to do some? You want to do some tumbling, Jesse White? You got a little something on your forehead. Oh, it's just dry skin. Oh, no, it's not. I don't know what that is. Well, I'm happy now. Now I'm happy. See, I can rest easy. Oh, I've been barking at walls. I've been thinking about this since yesterday. I just don't like watching some decent people who do
John,
really.
John, don't hold this thing, man. You know,
I got to.
Reach out to me. You know, you could have reached out last night.
I was waiting for this. It's much better here. Right, I'm not going to do that on the phone. That's stupid. Yeah.
Well, we heard it for a good hour after the show.
Oh, I was nonstop. An hour.
I left and it was still going on.
I was at physical therapy with my man Drew yesterday.
Talking with him about it.
He's working my hip and he's got my leg bent up and I got my face in that massage chair hoop. I'm like, ah. Guy I work with had a Salvador Dali painting right in his hand, and some lady asked for it back. What? I'm like, so if I'd have told you, Drew, that I don't want to pay you cash anymore, I'll give you Salvador Dali. Drew and I made a deal because I overordered some Giannis Antetokounmpo shoes, and three of them showed up because in the thing I accidentally hit three quantity, and we're the same size. And $180 for these shoes. So I went to him, and I'm like, and he liked the ones I had. I'm like, I got two extra on this.
What'd you trade them for?
I didn't. So I went in, I told him, I'm like, I'll bring you a pair. He's like, I got extra. It's $180. He goes, okay. Gave him to him. And he goes, you want to just trade out like service? I'm like, no, you give me $180 and I'll take $100 out and give it back to you because that's what I owe you. And now we're cash transaction. You bought the shoes for me. And then I, in return, it was a little bit of three-step, two-step. But, you know, here's your money for what you've done for me. Here's the money for the shoes. We're even up. And there's never been a question about it. But he looked on the side of the box. And I charged him $200, and it said $180. And I'm like, oh, that's because I had to pay the fee for the – I'm like, fine, we'll go back. So then I did give him $20 because it was a discrepancy. I'm like, you're right. You're 100% right. You shouldn't pay the shipping fees. That was my mistake. And all the garbage things that came with that particular order because it was a big order on accident. So it was a little extra. And I didn't do the Amazon one on that one, and I got burned. Free shipping. Always go with free shipping. Shipping charge. But he was right. So it was a cash transaction instead of me going, well, I happen to have 7 1-pound bag of M&Ms. Yeah, that's what
is
the
that
guy
what
was doing.
Looked
yeah,
like?
That's Brady's guy all twisted up from, what was it, a Tool album cover?
Yeah, Tool on my album.
Yeah. Brady's guy that he's passive aggressively attacking.
That looks so good on my walls.
That's a Salvador Dali. You know what you should do? I should have J. Todd Himes paint that for you, and then you go give that to them and say, I had an artist paint your son. And hand him that.
I'll tell you this. The only thing about that, the whole sketching, is the fact that it's a Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
It was pencil, black and white.
Right. Could be anything. Could be their kid.
It was not even close to being as detailed as that. Right. I mean, you'd look at him like.
Yeah, but it's Dali's name is on it.
Correct.
That's huge. And it doesn't
so
like
it's
a doodle.
Not like it was like, oh, man.
No, but Dali Doodle is a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
and he did
Dali
a lot
Doodle's
of
a big deal. That's hard to say.
You'd go over there and have a drink with him, take your shirt off or whatever. He's doing a sketch.
And he's going to draw you. Yeah. Because you're going to sit topless and maybe close up shop on your own forehead. That's what that family does. Well, I like that part. Brady, you should have just said that yesterday. Come on. I prayed that guy had a stroke and he did. I'm like, good.
Wow.
And I'm happy about it. He's all stroked out. They got theirs.
I'd have walked away yesterday with roses falling out of my ears.
Brad, I got a little Cupid doll for you.
No, I'm good.
Trading out. Just stop. Are we done with the I'll trade you bottles? I know you got to get rid of that sauce, but money for service. Money. You don't go anywhere and have it say, make me an offer. It just doesn't happen. People want cash for the service they do. Nobody likes it. Some people are just too cowardly to say, all right, this guy's trying to trade me some.
You're right. I did a cash transaction yesterday.
And they're much better. Yeah. And instead of a freezer full of meat, I got a freezer full of, my dad does that stuff. I got a freezer full of elk. But he doesn't trade. He just tries to get rid of it. And basically what you realize is he's trying to get rid of something he doesn't need. And it's no longer respectful.
My
it's just
elk meat man moved out of town. He's in Texas now,
yeah,
Dan.
Yeah. Dan's in Texas. He can still send it to you because he doesn't need all that. But you just remember that if he's paying you with it, you're doing him a favor.
Big Dan's elk meat.
He's that stuff is not money. It's a nuisance because he kills an incredible amount of animals. Like, it's just insane how many things this man. And he's got just freezers packed
full. Dan Nugent.
He is. Ted and my dad would. Ted Nugent and my dad would be fast friends.
Oh, they'd bow sit hunting. Up all night around that campfire telling stories.
Mike Lombardi just said, this was Bogan's 600 TD ball. Never give it back.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's ridiculous. But if you are going to do something like this and play in the horse trading game, at least have the Gandalfian powers that Brady has to stroke victim the person that's done it to you and then celebrate it on the air. And on top of it, take a swing at their kid for jerking off in his own melon. I think that made my day. I hope it happens more now. I hope somebody tries to give you a Picasso. I want to see what happens to their hearts.
That's okay. I'll just wish him into the cornfield. Half of them, at least.
Do you ever have to go over to that house or anything and talk to them?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should tell him. Whisper in his ear.
It's been a while.
Just pull the
ever since the transaction.
Pull the full break. It's been touchy, right?
A couple of years.
Yeah. This is 2 years ago? You're just now telling us this story?
Yeah.
Go over to him and lean down into his chair and pull the Braveheart.
A belly, or a baby that grows in my belly that is not of your loin.
And then Longshanks start going,
I'm taking the Salvador Dali out of your garage today.
Get him out of my house.
And then wheel him into a corner like the Blair Witch and leave.
Last time I saw him.
Yeah.
Was at his 80th birthday party, and he came out like a cuckoo clock.
Oh, they just shoved him out the door. Boop, boop.
Happy birthday.
And
back in.
That's what you get.
Is what Brady thought at that party.
Snuck in the garage and grabbed your painting back.
Yeah. What'd you get him for his birthday? Hopefully a load of coupons to stuff you don't want.
I got him a local artist painting. Coupons.
Here's $100 and 35-cent coupons for Calgon and Whisk.
I doodled on a piece of paper and gave it to him.
An original Bogan.
Piece of art.
And good for one free hug.
Got it. One free hug coupon. That's perfect.
Great idea, Brett.
But it would only be half a hug because his other arm ain't coming around you. Brady wished a stroke on the old man and got it.
It's gone.
And look at how happy it made him. And then taking a swing at the kid is even better. That's tough stuff, Brady. I didn't think you'd go that gangster on me, but you did it. I don't know why you didn't do it yesterday.
Look, dude's been stroked out. You're welcome.
I can't drop the mic.
Can't press it too hard, you know.
Huh?
That's why I was saying that.
You pressed it pretty good here. You didn't do it off the air, but you waited until Phoenix could hear, and then you fired off. So I'm glad that guy can't move his left side. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for that.
That tingling you feel in your left side, that's me. That's me with you every day. Guardian giver.
Anyway, now let's get a wake-up song.
Yeah.
Keep Brady happy because he's got some sort of weird pipeline to God. And
I mean, stroking.
That's right. Maybe that's why he's so nervous about that. You should play that at his house every time you're over there.
Hey, how you doing, Dolly Giver?
I be stroking.
Oh, my favorite
that's
song's
what I mean,
on.
Hey,
wear your shirt, too.
I'm going to dance with both legs. Look at me go.
I'm stroking.
God. Hey, Strokey, can I go out in your garage?
Put your hands up in the air. Yeah. Oh, wait, never my hand.
Oh, you can't. Put your one good hand in the air. Wave it like you need some Medicare. All right.
Here's a video for you. Stroker Ace.
I never thought that I'd be the one in second place in the meanest thing said on the show, but bingo, kid. And I'm a distant second.
Not even
close. Oh, not even close. You're 100% right. It isn't even close. I'm way behind you. Be happy a dude had a stroke because I didn't get my way. I like you. more than I've ever liked you. That's some darkness I didn't know lived in there.
That's how you take it.
That's what you said. We'll listen to the tape and you're going to be like, geez Louise, did I? Did you take it that way too?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I'm saying.
Where's Toledo? We'll get the value.
The rest of the world. Oh, no, it's all of us know. The listeners all know. Brady just went hardcore gangster. Big time. Pipe hitting is what we're talking about. Give us one of them wake up songs and keep Brady happy. It's 98 KUP. Pay with cash.
98. Station identification.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.